minutes before 8. All right, buddy. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. You still there? Is this girl really good looking or what? You better be honest with me now.
Yeah, seriously.
Can I trust your taste?
All kidding aside.
All right, put her on.
Okay.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, cutie.
How you doing?
What's your name, Mary or Sue? What's your name? Would you like to hop a tugu? It's so very hard for me to find a girl with personality like you. Ooh-wee. What's your name? Scooty Wapapa. You don't even remember that song, do you?
No, I don't.
Right away, that pinpoints your age. You've got to be about 22, 3.
You got it.
Yeah. What is your name?
Annie.
Jenny?
Annie.
Annie.
Yeah.
So what's the story? This man just said, hey, this good-looking blonde wants to hop a tugu. Is that why you call? You'd like to hop a tugu?
Sure.
Are you putting in your application to be a greaseminette hydraulics receptacle?
Oh, is that what you have to do?
Well, I thought you wanted the hop of the gee.
I do.
Well, good. You good looking or what?
I don't know. You have to ask Mark that.
No, come on. Now, everybody knows deep inside whether they are or they ain't. If they hedge too long, it means I could be talking Bow Wow City here. You good looking or what, baby?
Yeah.
All right, good. Let's see, that wasn't so hard. Hang on, let me put you on hold a second here. Yeah, all right, I'll get back to you when I get some bladders playing there. Yeah, it's not easy when you're a Hubba the Gaggin man, which kind of reminds me of a chapter in the Hubba the Gaga handbook. You know, she hedged. Said, are you good looking? She kind of hedged. So there's a doubt when I meet that thing. I may have to bring the Alpo, which brings us to chapter 26. Extrication, or as we call it in the more crass vernacular, hog dumping. How to extricate yourself from a situation that doesn't look pleasant. And if you get there and she's just not something you like, you know what I'm saying? She might be, well, it could be any number of things, from festering souls to unbelievable girth. So, what do you do? Well, you know, there are some guys that would just turn on the heels and say, holy jeez, look at this. Arf, 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 arf. Hey, what do you want, some raw hamburger for dinner? Take a hike. That's not nice. You have to have some conscience if you're going to be a Hubba the Gaggin man. Not only that world get around that you're cold and insensitive. So what you need to do, you have to have a system to get out of there without offending that thing. You know, and chances are, if she's a hog, she done went to the beauty parlor, you know, got all, you know, they always put so much extra time in it. You know, probably gussied themselves up for 2 hours, putting that makeup on, taking it off, changed clothing 4 times. You know, they went through a lot of shame and telling everybody they had a date for 3 weeks. A lot of times the mother's there. A lot of times their friends will be there. They want to, hey, you hear that? Annie's got a date. Wonder who the bozo is, you know? So you can't embarrass her in front of the friends and everything. So you have to have a way to get out of it. If you get there, and we're talking unbelievable hog. I mean, if you could see the harpoon scar in her side. I mean, if she's got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I mean, if she is just nasty, stinking. How do you get out of there? Well, you have your choice of 2 ways. One of them is pretty good. See, just to be sure you have a buddy, take down her number. And then, you know, you're supposed to pick her up, say, at 7:30. Well, at 7:35, you have your buddy call that number. And you pick up the phone and you go, yeah. When the phone rings, you say to her, by the way, I gave your number, I hope you don't mind, to a friend of mine who's at the hospital with my mother. And he's there at the bedside. I figured I could take a couple hours away. Well, what's wrong with you, mother? Well, she hasn't been well for some time, and I like to leave a number where I'm going to be in case there's any change. And then the phone rings 5 minutes later, and of course it's for you. And you take the phone and you go, yeah? Uh-huh. My God! What? Mama! Mama! I just slammed the phone down and she goes, can I help you? She's like, oh, Mama! And she's like, I am sorry, but oh my God, I have got to get to the hospital right now. And she's like, I understand. Oh my God, I hope it's, this could be it. And then you go running out of there and you're fine. You know, you save face, you didn't dump her. You know, you had to go, and if there's any friends or her parents are there, they'll understand, oh, good, he loves his mother so much. You're out of there, and then you can look for something else, you know? But if it's really a calculating hog, she may call the hospital. Looking, let me see, do you have a Mrs. Greaseminelli booked in there? You know, in which case, then she catches you in your lie. There is one foolproof method. The real man way of extrication. Before you leave the house, You take a little tiny bottle of syrup of ipecac, and you put it in your pocket. And as anybody knows, it's raised children. Syrup of ipecac is available at the drugstore, and it makes you heave your guts. You know, if you accidentally ingest some poison or something, you call the poison control center, you tell them what you've ingested, and if they think it's, you know, safe for you to throw up, they say, yeah, and you take the syrup of ipecac, and you heave your guts like you've never heaved them in your life. So you keep this in your pocket. Now, if she's a real hog, you look at her, you go, oh, my God. So when she's not looking, or you step in the bathroom ostensibly to, you know, tinkle, you just down that whole bottle of syrup of ipecac. And you say, okay, we ready? And it takes a couple of seconds. By the time you get to the parking lot, she'll be smiling, saying, I'm really looking forward to tonight. That's when it'll hit you. And you go, I mean, ye heave your guts all over the parking lot, leaning against your car for support. You'll say, my God. You say, oh, yeah. It's just a touch of that malaria I picked up in the... I gotta go. I'm sorry. She'll say, oh, obviously, you are very... Would you like to stay here? No, it's all right. I'm gonna be sick like this all afternoon. I better go. She'll say, yeah, maybe you better go. And you're home free. It doesn't last long. Once you heave your guts, that's it. Bingo. You're in the clear, buddy. You're in the clear. And then you drive away, find something. Of course, one time I had this one stupid one. You know, there I was. I just heaved my guts. I mean, oh, man, all over the place. She says, oh, are you sick? I looked at her. I said, no, it's your cologne.
Washington's only rock and roll station is DC 101. WWDC-FM Washington. DC 101. Peace.